to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Okay, welcome back to the National Intel Report. Your guest host today is Bill Adams. We're coming to you from beautiful South Central Alaska. Kind of pinch hitting for John today. And we were talking to Rick from Nevada, I believe. And Rick, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go for it, brother.
It's not too difficult to descry the unseen hands pulling the strings on these events. You have the, as I pointed out, the rollover of the Gore campaign in 2000, the rollover of the Kerry campaign in 2004. And
yep.
Is it too much of a stretch of the imagination to descry the unseen hands working on Rosie O'Donnell, causing her to become suddenly quiet? Isn't it convenient how quiet she's become now that Imus has been fired?
Yeah, how about that?
and I wonder, I just have to wonder, you know, if and how much.
Well, I think you've got a valid
Kit
point
Imus
there.
Is, I just have to wonder if and how much Imus is getting paid to,
well,
you know, to roll over without too much of a struggle.
Well, I'm not really sure. I know NBC dropped him, and I'm not sure what CBS is going to do with it, but... You can certainly tell that somebody's back there squeezing something.
Yeah, you know. Rosie is now docile as a newborn kitten. You know, all of a sudden, this courageous force has been rendered mute. I don't buy it. You know, I don't accept things at the surface face.
Well, I hadn't heard that, and I don't listen to Rosie, so I mean. You know, I didn't know that she had...
Well, she was fixing to blow the lid clean off of the 9/11, and now all of a sudden she's, talking about, household and cooking and all that stuff again, and 9/11's out the window. And she's become suddenly silenced because of what's going down with Imus, and I'm not so sure that this is just Imus's mouth running off like it usually does. Or if there's more to it, if he's getting paid off.
Well, I don't know about getting paid off. I know that, like I told you earlier in the hour here, I thought he tends to be a little arrogant anyway sometimes. But I got a feeling that somebody decided that it was time to slap him down. And I think probably not as much about Don Imus as it was about sending a message to the rest. So in that respect, I agree with you. I think that this was this whole thing. It may not have been orchestrated, but it was. But they certainly took advantage of it as an opportunity to spread the message out there that you want to get out there and start talking about stuff that they don't agree with, then they're going to slap you down, and it's going to cost you some money.
After listening to Alex Jones for many years now, at least since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned how to think more like a detective, like he does, and get inside the skin of these neocons and New World Order criminal genocide artists,
right?
Including Bill Clinton, who gets a free pass from the left in this country. And
I can almost
see it now. I can almost see the nomination of Barack Obama and the inauguration of Barack Obama in January of 2008. It's almost too easy to, or January 9.
Sure.
It's almost too easy to see that.
Absolutely.
It's coming.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Later.
I think we're going to run up to the break here. Thank you very much, Rick in Nevada. This is Bill Adams on the National Intel Report. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Your guest host today is Bill Adams, coming to you from South Central Alaska. I have another caller on the phone here, George from Florida, but before I get to him, before I forget, because I'm an old man, sometimes I forget things, I did want to mention, you know, RBN to me is a very, very vital a part of getting the information out. And I know that RBN is not, and nobody's asked me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you believe that RBN is important, for God's sake, people, support it. You know, buy the products. Do whatever you can do to help RBN, because RBN, you know, spends a lot of money to bring you the truth. And, you know, we don't have the fat cat corporations out there, you know, underwriting it. So just a thought. You know, if you see something on RBN that you want to buy, if you're in the market for gold and silver, Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898, call them in, you know, or call them up and you know, try to patronize somebody that cares about you, you know. Anyway, just had to get that out before I forgot. We have a caller, George in Florida. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to RBN.
I just to comment, you know, it's more like I'm just glad now in Florida. Now, and the problem like with Florida is like finally we're just trying. People like-minded people like us are just finally starting to scratch the surface on communicating. And when we notice, like, we notice in the people in Florida are noticing is that that the corporations and the government partnerships are actually becoming a threat to everybody's livelihood.
Right.
And, you know, you see corporations trying to steal land through eminent domain.
I mean,
we had an election, like last election, they made eminent domain a constitutional amendment.
Right.
And all the legislatures and all the and the newspapers, oh, you don't need a constitution. We passed the law.
Right.
The thing is, they didn't tell you when they passed that law that it wouldn't go into effect till 2012. I mean, so they can grab all the land before it goes into effect.
Sure.
I mean, they were fighting against that, but it overwhelmingly passed.
And it's not just Florida.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing about these hate crime bills, you know, what about these illegal aliens with their hate? You know what I mean? You see them marching down the street.
Sure.
You know, we're praying their signs, but yet this hate crime legislation targets a certain group.
Absolutely.
And we have to tell our congressmen what part of Congress shall make no law you don't understand.
I don't think they care. I don't think they even want to know about it. Half of them don't know, and the other half don't care.
And I just think sooner or later they're going to overplay their hand, and I think they're going to underestimate the backlash that's going to come. They're not going to like it.
I certainly hope you're right, George, because I'll tell you what, I get so frustrated sometimes just sitting around here, and I think, you know, what is it going to take, you know, to wake people up? What, do they literally have to kick your door in and take your kids? You know what
I'm saying? I don't know. But I thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. George, give us a call again anytime. We've got Carrie on tap from Louisiana. Carrie, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, my pleasure.
I'm sorry. Is your name Phil or Bill?
Bill.
Bill.
Bravo,
okay,
India,
Bill.
Lima.
Sorry, I don't hear that well, so I wasn't
That's
quite
okay.
sure.
I don't
anyway,
hear
hey,
that
listen.
Well, so we make a good combination.
Yeah, listen, you had a caller earlier on talking about trying to make some connection between Imus, Don Imus, and Rosie.
Uh-huh.
It's very possible that Imus, you know, co-opted himself to be set up to have some huge distraction story over, you know, some idiotic stuff he said on his radio show. As Jon Stewart from the Daily Show said, some guy on the radio said something, and I'm not going to say the word he said because
right.
I don't think he can. But
by the way, just to interrupt you for a second.
Go ahead.
As I was scanning through, I don't know if it was Matt Drudge's site today or not, there was another radio show host somewhere up there on the East Coast that was calling for callers to come in and repeat what Imus said,
yeah.
And he got fired today.
Well, yeah, CBS fired Imus today, too.
Oh, did they finally get around to
it? Yeah, it's been on CNBC for the last hour and a half, 2 hours. They fired Imus. CBS fired him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, so you did. Is it possibly could have gotten a payoff? Absolutely. Don't know if he did or he didn't.
Yeah.
He's had a 40-year career.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe he's ready to retire. He's got his ranch in wherever, Arizona, Nevada. And it's like, hey, look, we'll give you X amount of dollars for you to go make some big, you know, blooper thing on the air.
So, well, you may be right.
Because
you
we need some
right,
distraction.
When you poke sticks into doghouses for a living, sooner or later, you know, you're going to mess up and they're going to be standing in line to get you.
Yeah.
You know, so
I don't know. These people are that devious, they're that evil that they would try and bio some guy to, you know, ruin his career but take a payoff behind the scenes and get some kind of, you know, total immunity for whatever the rest of his life. But now Rosie, that she's, quote, gone silent. She came back from her vacation. She hasn't come out with guns blazing, but Stephen Jones has been on the Alex Jones show saying that he's been contacted by Rosie's people to come on to The View to talk about World Trade Center 7. My guess is that Rosie's not being quiet as much as she's getting prepared to come out with guns blazing.
Yeah. That sounds,
so I wouldn't give up on
it. That makes a little bit more sense to me. Like I said, I don't watch Rosie, so, you know, I couldn't tell you if people, you know, I just don't see Rosie rolling over. You know, I just don't. That to me would surprise me a whole lot.
Yeah, and listen, if you read her blog, she's not backing down from her position about World Trade Center 7 at all.
Well,
so
7 was so blatant. I don't see how anybody could back down from it.
You got to be a freaking piece of Samsonite not to get that.
Well,
anyway, so listen, you're calling. I'm not trying to get in a fight or whatever with anybody or some major discourse. I'm just saying, is it possible that I'm a sold out? Yeah, it is. Do we know that? No. Who cares? Who cares? He's a non-event.
At the very least, they might have said, look, you messed up here. You ran your mouth. We're going to have to get rid of you. Now, you got a choice. You can either raise Cain and get on all the stuff and fight us and make us look bad, or you can just keep your mouth shut, hang your head, put your tail between your legs, and good things are getting ready to happen to you.
Yeah, and we'll give you a nice exit. We'll give you a nice golden parachute to go away.
Well, either that or, we might just make a nice contribution to your foundation or, you might wind up with several hundred acres somewhere, something like that.
Well, the guy's already rich.
Right.
He already is.
Right.
But it's like, okay, we're going to solidify your retirement, solidify your family, whatever, and we'll give you, you don't have to pay taxes for the rest of your life, something like that. They can do that stuff.
Sure. Totally agree.
I don't know. It's all speculation at this point, and it doesn't matter. It's a non-event.
And the point is, you probably never will know.
No,
because they're very good at what they do.
Yeah, of course. But it's a non-event is all I'm saying. It doesn't really matter what he did or didn't do or agreed to or if it was a setup or it was just him being stupid. Who cares? It's a non-event. The point is, Rosie has not rolled over from everything I can see. And listen, I'm no huge fan of Rosie, especially when she came out against, for gun control.
Yeah, really.
And she tends to be abrasive, and she's a Yankee, and she's kind of mouthy.
Isn't that the reason she's packing, though?
Her, I don't know about her. I know her bodyguards. It came out after she was all for gun control. Turns out her family bodyguards all pack heat.
Yeah.
And she got some grief for that.
That's pretty much what I thought, but
But I tell you what, anybody's who was saying it earlier. We're talking about Lee Iacocca and Rosie O'Donnell and all these people speaking up, and Mormon professors from BYU.
How about that?
Making some really strange bedfellows. But if somebody's willing to speak the truth about 9/11, I'm all for them.
Well, that's it. There's an awful lot of people out there that I just couldn't. There's an old expression, some folks you couldn't warm up to if you went to hell together.
Uh-huh.
There's just people out there that just are not the kind of people that I normally listen to or pay attention to. But
right.
If somebody's getting ready to put it on the line, to let the truth get out, that's good enough for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Listen,
okay.
Man, I appreciate you subbing in for John tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
And look forward to maybe hearing you some more sometime.
Okay.
Thank you,
man. All right. Well, thanks very much. Okay, who we got up next? Gary from Tennessee? Is it Gary or Mike I got coming?
Oh, you got the old gray beard, Gary.
Okay, Gary from Tennessee.
What part of the southeast are you from? I mean, up there in that cold land.
I'm up in the Mattoo Valley around Wasilla. It's about 40 miles up the road from Anchorage.
Oh, you're in the Park Rose North. I spent 10 years in Juneau.
Oh, man, Joe.
Down in the banana belt.
Yeah, I get ready to say it, man. That's so warm down there. They're probably laying out there in the sun copping some rays today.
Yeah, we taught some courses for the local campus for University of Alaska.
Oh, okay. Outstanding.
Your call for support for RBN was right on the money. I know John don't talk about it much anymore, but I send them $20 a month, which don't sound like much, but I figured that John can take that $20 and do better than I can by buying another box of 30 caliber. Because he's going to get more bullets out of his $20 than I'll get out of mine.
Yeah, buddy.
And that may not sound like much, but I only live on $750 a month. So, but we do that. Your poetry was pretty good today, but...
Well, that wasn't mine. Now, that was... Stefania Glenn.
But you ought to read Robert Service, The Shooting of Sam McGee, sometime. Can you hold me over for the Imus thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's no problem. We got another minute or so before the break. Yeah, I ran across that on the Crescent Cross. Okay, we got the break coming up. We'll hang on and pick you up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcast.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Okay, welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is your guest host, Bill Adams, coming to you from South Central Alaska. We're pitching for John today on the National Intel Report. We've got Gary from Tennessee on here, and we carried him over the break there. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to do a quick thing on Imus.
Sure.
I think that was a chilling effect on Rosie. Now, the man did exercise his First Amendment
right
of speech, which he's entitled to,
right,
but he did it in poor taste, wrong time, wrong place, wrong statement.
Yep.
That coach is one of the best in the country, and that team was the best in the country. I don't care how they wore their hair.
Right.
That's all I can say about that. But I think that maybe, like you said, 40-year career, he's got a lot of money. Maybe they really sweetened things up if he'd go on the air and say something like that. And I'm thinking maybe he's the grease that might grease the skids for this hate bill and hate crime, thought crime legislation that those Democrats are trying to
I think you might have a good point there, Gary. You know, I'm not worried about his family going on food stamps anytime soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not hurting. That's all I had to say is I think maybe he he was the sacrificial lamb willingly for this hate thought and speech legislation that they're pushing for. And that's
I think you might be right, Gary. I think that there somebody decided along the way to make an example and to use this to help to implement this hate crime legislation. Whether or not he did it willingly or not, you know, we'll never know unless he writes a book. But
yeah, he probably will. Oh, the old Chuchaco's going to say goodbye.
Okie dokie, Gary. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. I'll be listening to you other times, too.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Mike in Arizona up next. Yeah. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'd like to touch base about this Imus versus Sharpton deal.
Okay, go for it.
Sounds kind of like they're planting the seeds like they've been doing for a couple years now. And
right.
Tying it in with these hate speech. You know, one thing I noticed happened with that Bill Richards guy,
right.
And also with Imus, that they sit there and they demand an apology, but then they turn around and in the next breath and they say, but they won't accept it. So I'm a little confused here. The previous caller, he touched on it. He mentioned about the media, and it's the First Amendment, and that's one thing they've been running a lot of polls here on the TV, you know, do you think he should be fired? Did he say the wrong thing and all this? But in none of their polls did they ever say, well, he's got the right. Does somebody have this right to say these things under the First Amendment? They've avoided that altogether.
Right, right.
And,
well, I'll tell you what, now you got an awful lot of big corporations, if memory serves correctly, including Procter & Gamble, who were sponsors for his show. So, I mean, you know, you don't have to be a Ph.D. in media relations to understand that when you get on there and run your mouth like that, that, you know, these people are going to get their toes stepped on. So, you know, all other things aside, you know, it didn't surprise me a bit, you know, that people were going to start squalling and bawling about this thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, the thing is, back to this hate speech law, and, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it because, you know, if you want to change it, then amend the First Amendment. But what we should be questioning is if it does get passed, who are they going to put in charge to define what you can and what you can't say? Is it going to be the ADL or Al Sharpton or
Bingo.
Someone?
You just nailed it right there. Who decide? Who's going to be the decider? We've already got one decider now, you know. And, you know, if you get somebody else in there deciding what speech is acceptable, what's not, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, the door slamming on the First Amendment.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm wondering if also that they, the powers that be, think that they've progressed to such a point where they really don't care. You know, the ADL... they're advising most of our police and sheriff and FBI and everything. They're in almost every school district all the way across America. So chances are that they think that they're in a position where that they can go ahead and push for these things because they have enough people that have been propagandized into believing the tripe that they throw out.
I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, I've been watching with some interest, you know, in the activities with AIPAC and some of these other lobbies in town. And I honestly agree with you. I believe that things have gotten to the point where they decided that it really doesn't matter. They've got such control over the media, and they've got such control over the way people think and the message that they receive on television and everywhere else anymore that, you know, they can do pretty much whatever they want. You know, and people are just so stupid that they're going to go along with it.
That's right. As long as there's cold beer and a bag of chips left, then it's fine. And you've got some dopey American Idol worship show on. They're all happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
I've got a little blurb on the top of my website. And, you know, it just says pretty much that, you know, if you can't take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you better go turn on Jerry Springer or American Idol because you're not going to like it here.
That's for sure. Yeah. And, you know, that they have been planting these seeds that, you know, it goes way back with, you know, I'm not sure where we could call a starting point, but, you know, Mel Gibson in The Passion, where Abe Foxman went in and made up a name of a church and, you know, stole a script and started demanding. And then with O.J. Simpson in that movie and the book. And then we had somebody here in town. His name was Joe Abadili. He's Lebanese and would talk about a lot of the things.
Mike, I'm going to have to take this break coming up here, but if you like, we'll hold you over the break, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your guest host.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. My name is Bill Adams. I'm your guest host today. We're pinch hitting for John. And I believe, do we still have Mike on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Mike, yeah, go ahead. I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thought there.
Okay, great. Just kind of wrapping it up, we had someone here in town. His name was Joe Abadili. He's Lebanese. He'd been a colonel in the Army, Vietnam, infantry
right.
commander and everything,
mm-hmm.
and he started saying some things about what our Middle East policy is. He had been on the radio for years,
right.
and all of a sudden the ADL came out and launched a campaign, and when they couldn't get the station owner, the manager, to get rid of him on the radio program, then they went out and they openly said that we are going to make it very difficult for the radio station to do business in the market, and they started
sure.
bringing pressures on the advertisers, and they had to let him go.
There you go. I mean,
even,
that story is not unique either.
Oh, yeah, and you see, and the beauty of it was Joe paid his own bill. He didn't depend on advertisers to support his radio program.
Wow.
Because it was such a controversial issue that there were a lot of Middle Eastern people here in the valley, but they were too afraid that it would affect their livelihood, so they avoided him like the plague, even though they would all listen to what was being said. But it's just an example, and a micro or a macro scale. They're doing it all over.
I agree, and it's one of the reasons why I mentioned earlier on about supporting Republic, because, you know, you've got the commercial media outlets out there with these multi-million-dollar corporations, you know, they're just shoveling money into them just, you know, as fast as they can. And on the other side, you know, you've got the gatekeepers out there like Amy Goodman and the rest of those with all these gigantic foundations out there that, you know, as long as they stay within the guidelines of what they're allowed to talk to, then, you know, they get all their bills paid. But I tell you what, the lone voice of freedom out here kind of stands there naked and puny. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, I really feel strongly about, supporting RBN. And one of my other callers mentioned that, you know, he was on a fixed income, and as am I. But, I have one of those little Cato hand crank radios that I got early on because I wanted one. Because, you know, the power goes off up here in Alaska, and you know, occasionally you need it. And you don't have to take it out and write a check. God knows it would be nice. But, you know, in whatever way you can, if it's buying silver, if it's buying gold, if it's buying radios, if it's buying products, or ironizers, whatever it is, you know, nobody else is going to do it. It's like everything else in this movement. You know, if you don't do it, it ain't going to get done. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, is there anything else, Mike?
No, that's it. God bless you, Bill. Thanks for your show.
Hey, thanks very much. I wish it was my show, but it's not. Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. In Arizona, the call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. If you got something on your mind, you're missing a real good opportunity because we've got a big segment coming up here, and I'd rather talk to you than sit here and tell you what I think is on my mind. So 313-9443, area code 1-800. We've got Jay in New Jersey. How about it, Jay? Are you on there?
Jay is on here. How you doing, though?
Outstanding. Jay, good to talk to you today. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'm enjoying listening to your show. You've had a lot of good callers with a whole lot of good points. That can be rare sometimes on many shows. Not so much in RBN, but, you know.
If you ever get on my blog spot, you know, if you look up the profile, it says I'm just a gruff old bear living up here in the woods with my dog. So, you know, I can't take, you know, if I take it too serious, you know, I'll wind up pulling up my hair or putting a gun to my head or something. So, you know, you got to be able to see the humor in things.
Yeah. One caller that actually made a very good point. He was talking about, you know, our military and, you know, I've supported those. You know, when I first heard about DU, right. I was all over that.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to admit my, you know, little stickers, they're all turning white, and I don't even think about replacing them anymore. I think it makes a better point just leaving them white. You know,
yeah.
Like, no, I'm not sticking another one on there. When are you guys going to say something? You know, yeah. And some of them do, but they always seem to talk to each other.
Right.
And the preaching to the choir thing, it just doesn't work that well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know more about DU than, you know, probably most people. And that, how much good does that do anybody?
Well, I'll tell you something. Everybody better learn about DU because it's not going to stay put in Iran. And I've heard about DU for, what's it been, 3 or 4 years since, I forget who it was on that other website talking about it. For a long time, and what they're, you know, what they're doing over there to the people of Iran, the civilians. I mean, they're talking about 650,000 civilians dead over there. You know, forget about the insurgents or the terrorists or whoever. We're talking about 600,000 dead Iraqi civilians whose only crime was being born in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that doesn't include all the rest of them that are getting ready to die from this depleted uranium. So, I mean, and that stuff blows around the world. So it's going to, our chickens are going to come home to roost.
Oh, without a doubt. And that is genocide, not war, you know.
Absolutely.
But that's what we're paying for. But in this country, we still have fluoride in our water. We still have, you know, we're one of the few countries that almost allow GMO foods. Most of the others don't.
Yep.
And with things like that going on, you know, pretty soon the true problem becomes unimportant because we're dying. You know? And that sooner or later, that's going to come up.
Well, I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm 62 years old, so I'm fairly resigned to the fact that you know, this party could be over, you know, pretty soon. But I'm not in a big hurry. But what really, really riles me up, what gets me mad, is kids that are growing up today, you know, the people, you know, the young guys that are coming up and believing all this stuff they're told, who really, you know, they can't wait to get in the military because there's no jobs out there anyway, you know, despite the fact that you go to Drudge site and he says, oh, yeah, the economy's great, everything's wonderful, you know. Yeah, well, if you don't mind working at McDonald's, I guess that's true, but, you know, or Burger King or somewhere like that, but otherwise, you know, you can't go out there and get an entry-level position with a company and have any prospects of having a job for the next 10 years, 15, 20 years. You know, so they go in the military.
You know, I'm in my 50s. I'm not so sure my job will be there. I have much doubt on my retirement. And as far as the economy goes, just anybody can go to the store, a supermarket with a $100 bill and see what you come home with. You know, it's not a whole lot.
I do that all the time. I'm going to fix the income, too. And I'll tell you what, man, it's getting harder and harder and harder because one of the things that interests me is silver, because I can't afford, you know, on the money that I have to go out there and buy gold and stuff like that. But the two things that I do invest whatever money I have on is silver, and the other one is gunpowder. You know, I mean, I'm well stocked up here. And I try to put away a little bit of silver from time to time, and you know, I constantly am talking to people about, you know, the cost of gas is going through the roof, and the cost of groceries, and the cost of everything else, and I try to explain to them, if you just take, you know, you look at the chart about how everything goes up in price, you know, as it keeps climbing higher and higher and higher, if you just flip that chart over upside down, you know, and write on it the dollar, you'll see what's actually happening. You know what I mean? The dollar just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping, and that's why everything, you know, and they just sort of look at me like, huh? You know what I mean?
Everywhere you look now, there are very many countries where you have to make a conversion to euro to buy online. You know, and the conversion is not in our favor.
Absolutely. It used to be. Yeah, well, look at Canada. I mean, Canadian dollar, you know, was always worth about 20 cents less than the American dollar or something like that. I don't know where it's at now, but I know one thing. Now that a lot of these countries, especially oil-producing countries, are starting to move out of dollar and into euros and diversified currencies, you know, I keep telling people, folks, if you're in debt, you better pay it off. If you got a house, do whatever you got to do to get that thing paid off, because, you know, in the next 12 to 18 months, I think you're going to see something that makes the stock market crash at 29 look like a trip to Disneyland.
If I can just drop one more point on you.
Sure, go ahead.
What scared me, or just, you know, is an awakening more than most others, Freightliner is now out of business. They no longer make trucks.
Right.
And Mack has been bought out by Volvo.
Okay.
Wait a minute, you know, like, you know, sometimes we have to think this stuff through. You know, I mean, if I was running this country, one of the things I just, right off the bat, we don't sell our infrastructure, and none of our companies can go to an overseas operation without a lot more technical stuff than we have now. I mean, if we were solvent, we don't have to worry about any foreign country. I mean, we can kick anybody's butt if we have to. If we were solvent, we can just ignore them, too.
Sure.
And we can't, because, you know, we have to buy, you know, wheat gluten from China. I mean, we're the breadbasket of the world. Give me a break here, you know. Like, what's wrong with our wheat, you know? And not that that should be in dog food anyway, but
right.
Why are we buying? And if it's going into dog food, you know it's going into human food. There's just no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. And it amazes me. It just utterly amazes me. I sit there and read all these articles and stuff in Drudge's Report and a lot of other ones. You know, about how great the economy is doing and all this and that and the other thing. And I keep thinking, who are these people that are reading this and believing it? I mean, it's like, what's his name, John McCain, Senator John McCain. You know, I wrote a couple of articles on my blog and about John McCain and the blowback from, you know, from Mike Ware at CNN and Alan Pizzi at CBS. I said, these people really think we're morons out here. I mean,
yeah. But we are. I mean, a lot of times you're preaching to the choir. If you go out, you know, I work with maybe 1,000 people, and I work for a large municipality in New Jersey.
Right.
And I kind of stand alone. You know, I mean, these people may know. They don't care. They either don't see it, don't want to see it, and well, hey, guess what comes next? You know, you're going to lose it.
Sure.
And I'd hate to resign myself to that fact. I mean, the world may wake up and leave me behind, you know. But right now, I kind of just wait for the other shoe to drop.
Well, I think you get a good point there. I just it seems to me like I've been watching almost ever since Waco. You know, and even before that to some extent, but especially since, you know, the events of Waco and Ruby Ridge and stuff like that.
Waco woke me up.
The government or the criminals in the government or whatever label or tag you want to hang on them have been implementing a sustained program of bad-mouthing patriots in this country as being whack jobs or crazy people or... And they did it also in Oklahoma City. They tried to hang that on patriots, you know, and patriot groups and stuff like that, to the point that they could probably get most of the public to not listen to the truth anymore because it was coming from somebody who called himself a patriot. And to me, that was a focused effort on their part, you know, to try to stifle. You know, the process of getting the facts out to people. And frankly, as much as I hate to, you know, admit it, I think they did a pretty good job of it.
Oh, excellent job. It's still going on. I mean, it's how many years after 9/11?
Yep. And I mean, people are still... somewhere, you know, I'm starting to get the feeling, because I come in contact with a lot of people every day up here. As I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of military families and stuff like that up here. Underneath it all... Down on a subconscious level, they know something's wrong. They don't know what the hell it is. They don't know, but they know something's wrong. And they don't want to believe the truth. They don't want to believe that anybody, you know, any leadership in this country, you know, the government or whatever, would really just rape and pillage the Constitution, steal their rights, steal their homes, steal their properties, you know, put them out of there. You know, just run the economy into the ground and throw open the southern borders to let cheap labor in. You know, nobody wants to believe it. You know,
I didn't want to. It took me years to accept it, even though I believed it. I just would not accept it.
Absolutely.
And then eventually it's like, you know, I've ruled out all other options here. That's what's happening. And no, the people won't look at the options. They won't rule them out.
Jay, I know exactly what you're saying, and it's one of the biggest frustrations in my life, you know, because I mentioned that I'm 62 years old. What I didn't mention is that my first political activity took place back in the 60s. I mean, I was involved in the anti-Vietnam movement back in the 60s. I was a wide-eyed, left-leaning, you know, reactionary, liberal whack job. And I've been arrested. Matter of fact, I did some time in prison with Dan Berrigan, Father Dan Berrigan. And I mean, I've been beaten and everything else. And honestly, when all that stuff was over, I thought, well, we won. You know, we won. We got rid of the bad guys. We ended this war. We did this. We did that. We did the other thing. And little did I know that not only didn't we win, you know, but that Nixon was in the White House then getting ready to pull silver out from under the dollar, you know, and gut the rest of this economy and set the stage for everything else. You know, I mean, it's just, it's frustrating when you get to be my age and then look at it and think, you know, people aren't one bit smarter today than they've ever been. In fact, they're a lot dumber in some respects.
Well, if you believe in the power of positive thinking, now's the time to really put it to the test.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do. I do believe in the power of positive thinking, and I also believe that there's a higher power up there, which is one of the reasons why I'm still alive and sober today. And I spend some time, you know, talking to my higher power and asking for his mercy on this country, because I wrote an article. I never did post it because it was just sort of too hot to handle, and I knew nobody would pick it up and put it on their sites anyway. But it just, I let it all hang out. You know, I said, Americans, you don't deserve to live in a free country. You just don't. You know, you won't even.
Isn't that a horrible thing to say?
I hate
it. It's the
that.
Truth. It's
I
the
hate
truth.
That.
You know, we're giving it away. You know,
if you can't even be bothered to pick up the telephone and call somebody and complain, you know, your congressman, whoever, you know. Now, granted, it probably won't do much good. But that's not the point. The point is that if you're too lazy, you know, to even pick up the telephone, you don't deserve to live in a free country. I hear the music. We're getting ready to come up on a break. Jay, if you'd like to hang on, that's fine. If not, we've got a short segment coming up. Okay, Jay, thanks for the call. This is the National Intel Report on RBN.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. This is your guest host today, Bill Adams, coming to you from South Central Alaska. We're coming into the home stretch here, and I wanted to say a couple of things before we ran out of time. First is, I wanted to thank John for the opportunity and the privilege to guest host for him today. I've been a listener to RBN for a long, long time. And the other thing is that I wanted to thank our callers. We had some fantastic callers who brought up just incredible, incredibly good points. One of the things I want to do was put in a shameless plug for my website, which is the Alaska Intel Report, and that's at alaskaintel.blogspot.com. One of the other things that I wanted to reiterate was that if nobody's asked me to do this, but I know how important it is. If there's a way that you can find to support Republic Broadcasting, you really need to do it. As I mentioned to one of our callers earlier, I have one of those little Kato shortwave radios, and I'll tell you what, it's come in handy here a couple of times up here in Alaska, especially in the wintertime. There's times when we lose the power for a day, 2 days, 3 days at a time, and it's great to have a battery backup for a while, but after a while, those batteries run down, and if you don't have power, you can't throw them in the charger. So that little crank handle deal comes in real handy because we don't have a lot of sun to use the solar part. So there are a lot of really, really fine products on there. On their webpage, on the homepage there at RBN. I just want to encourage you, if there's something that you need that RBN handles, please contact them and do it. Get them from RBN. Also, Republic Trading, this would be a really, really good time. If you've got anything left over after you pay the bills and the groceries, this would be a really good time. Even on my limited income, I've been buying silver lately, junk silver, rolls of dimes, quarters, stuff like that. There's going to be a time when you'll be glad that you did. And Republic Trading has got the most competitive prices out there. Of that, I'm sure. I've checked with some of the other sites out there, and I'm no Robbie Noel. I'm no expert in coins and gold and silver, but like I said earlier, you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And you can contact Republic Trading by calling 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. We've got one or two minutes here left on this segment. If you have something that you just busting to share, we'll try to fit you in there. It's been a really, really interesting show today for me. This is the first time I've ever had the opportunity. I think I mentioned earlier that I live maybe 4 or 5 miles down the road from Ralph Winterroot, who also has a show here on RBN. And Ralph is a buddy and somebody that's really worked hard. So I want to thank John Stadtmiller. I want to thank my callers, and I want to thank RBN for being there. This is your guest host, Bill Adams, from South Central Alaska. God bless America. It's true.